much of a gut check was this for you guys, clearly knowing you didn't play your best game of the season?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I think their defense has been playing extremely well, and you know, the fans may not see it, but we as players, we watch film, and their defense has been playing great. They've been getting better and better as the season's gone on, and they've got a lot of talent, you know. I mean, the record doesn't show it, but their defense, man, they got a lot of talent. And, you know, we knew it was going to be a hard-fought game, and we came in and matched blows with them for a little while, and we were able to make some plays there in that one drive and score a touchdown, take the lead, and you know, I felt like that we were definitely in the driver's seat then.
I don't know if you're a stat guy, but you had more catches today than you had all season combined.
Not at all. And I've said it from day one. I could care less about how many catches I have. As long as we'll win a game, that's the name of the game for me. I could care less if I catch the ball or not. I was just felt fortunate that I was able to make some plays in that one drive, and we went down and scored a touchdown. So that was obviously great for us. And I'm just happy we got a win. It's a tough place to play. The fans are rowdy, and this team really gets up to play at home. I mean, they definitely feed off the crowd energy, and it was a hard-fought game, but at the end of the day, we won, so it's good.
7-2, now you're going into the teeth of your schedule. You have the Chargers twice, Chiefs on the road, or no picnic either, and then you have the Seahawks, too.
Yeah, you know, this is going to be a great game this Sunday night against San Diego. I heard that they pulled it out today. And, you know, I think that we all feel that each and every week you can't let anything slip away. So if you have an opportunity to win a football game, you've got to win it, because the season is so long and so brutal. You have to win as many as you can, you know. And we were able to take advantage of that. Now we're going to gear up for the San Diego Chargers, and it'll be another hard-fought football game.
One more thing for you. On that play when Chris Carr was out of bounds, when Kirkus dropped that punt, and then you guys got the ball back, and they could have had it at the 20-yard line. Is that the defining moment of this game, even though you guys were trailing at that time?
You know what? I've never been a guy to look at one play and say that was the turning point in the game, win or loss. There's so many plays that happen in the course of a game. I don't think you can get too wrapped up in one play, but, you know, that was obviously a big play in the game. And but, you know, there's several plays you can look back and say, well, that was a turning point in the game. And, it's crazy, and you guys obviously remember a lot more than I do. I'm having a hard time remembering the play you're talking about. So
let's talk about that drive quickly. How all of a sudden did you guys just like instantly get in sync? I mean, Jake was 7-for-7 on the drive. You made, I think, 4 or 5 catches on that drive. Nate made a couple. I mean, where did that come from? Where was that all day?
Well, to be honest with you, I think all 4 of my catches and a couple of Nate's were all in the same play. We just kept switching sides, and you know, it was a keeper game, and that's something that we worked on all week, and we felt like that we could take advantage of some things with that. And you know, the way that they play their defense, they play a lot of man coverage, so crossing routes and stuff are always good against man coverage. And the play worked, and we just kept going to it. And they just didn't make the adjustments to stop it. So we're happy about that.
Thanks. How long is this win? Is obviously you come in here and you guys didn't play, you know, offensively, you didn't play one of your better games. If you guys get out of here with a win, is really what's on
the matter. Well, I think the big thing is we turn the ball over, and that's something that we talk about every day, that you can't do and win. So I think that we're fortunate that we turned the ball over as much as we did, but we still were able to make enough plays to win the game. But I think that we all felt like coming into this game that, you know, it was going to be a hard-fought game. The defense has been playing extremely well, you know, the last 3 or 4 weeks, and they've been creating turnovers. So I think that we all knew that our work was definitely cut out for us, and this was going to be a hard-nosed, tough-fought football game. The fans are crazy. It's a crazy place to play. And but you know what? At the end of the day, we won. We made enough plays. That one drive there was huge for us, and there it is.
You're used to it now, but the defense, obviously, the first half did very well. Pitched a shutout in the second half. They kept you guys alive.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, they've been playing extremely well all season long. And, you know, we had some injuries last week, as you know. And we had guys step up, and that's something that we talk about all the time. And I think that we're really fortunate that we have as much depth as we do at a lot of different positions. But guys go down, different guys step up and fill in and pick up where they left off. And, you know, that's what this team's about. Everybody's in it for each other. And when you do that, when you play for each other, you know, you're going to win a lot of games.
How long has it been since you got the ball that many consecutive times like you did on that possession?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember. It's been a while. I can't remember. It's been a long time.